I'll be reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus the Anointed of God was the greatest event to ever occur on the face of this earth. Jesus was the first to be resurrected by the power of God and ascend back into the kingdom of heaven. But his resurrection was not the last. There are two more resurrections yet to come. The apostles and more than 500 others were witness that he lived again for a period of 40 days and then ascended into the heavens, proving to mankind he is the Son of God. And in Mark the 8th chapter, verses 27 through 31, and Jesus went out and all his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and by the way he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and the others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, Thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them, And the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Jesus the Messiah knew that there were those that sought to kill him. He began to prepare his apostles and let them know he would rise from the dead on the third day after his death. After he died upon the cross, his disciple Joseph asked Pontius Pilate for his body, and Pilate granted his request, and Joseph laid the body of Jesus in his own sepulcher. The chief priests and Pharisees had managed to kill Jesus. Now they had to stop his resurrection from taking place. In Matthew the 27th chapter, verses 62 to 66, and this is just after he had died upon the cross and been crucified. For the next day, now that the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. An attempt was made by those that were motivated by their greed and lust for power to obstruct the rising of the Messiah from death. They were not the only ones that wanted to stop Jesus from being raised on the third day. And in Revelations 12, 1 through 6, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, Satan. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. The great dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, did not want the resurrection to take place either. And just as he assisted Judas to betray Jesus the Messiah, he was present assisting Pilate, the chief priests, and the Pharisees in circumventing the resurrection. Why would Satan, the ruler of all the nations of this earth, want to prevent Jesus from rising from the dead? In verse 5, again it says, the man-child, who is Jesus, is caught up to God's throne and given reign over the kingdom of heaven. And in Revelations 19, 11 through 16, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. John 1:1. Verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him, upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus became the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who sits at the right hand of God. His power now far above all principalities, powers, and dominions. The very words that Jesus spoke here on earth now as a sharp sword. To those who hear and do them, there is life. But for those who hear not and do not, there is only death. In John 8, Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 43 through 45. Why do ye not understand my speech, said Jesus, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Satan, a murderer from the beginning. You know, God did not create death. Satan is the father of it, for he is a murderer from the beginning. Life only is in God, because there can be no death in him. Death is an enemy of God. In Satan, there is death. He is its author and possesses the power of it. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 21 through 26. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, the first resurrection, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. The Messiah's chosen apostle Paul wrote this letter to the disciples at Corinth. The last enemy to be conquered by Jesus, the anointed one of God, is death. Satan will no longer possess it, for death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In part two of the resurrections, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.